So these fucking Jew rats, like Ben Gavir is his name. He's a defense minister, and he comes from this tradition of Rabbi Meir Kahan. I remember this guy from the 1980s, who just advocated the extermination of anyone who's critical of Israel. Just exterminate them like they're just step on them like ants. This is the tradition of Kahan. Meir Kahan. This is carried over by this defense minister, Ben Gavir, a genocidal, murderous, racist who just thinks that you exterminate anyone you want so long as they're not Jews. Just exterminate them, and this is he had the enthusiastic support of the overwhelming majority of the Jewish rats who lived in Israel. Okay, so just make no mistake about it. Well, yesterday Ben Gavir went in public after the Iranian missiles started slamming into the neighborhoods of Tel Aviv and slamming into the Dimona nuclear power facility, injuring and killing. We don't know because there's a total clampdown on the freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and journalism in Israel. So you're not allowed to say how many people got killed or anything like that. They're the most free nation on earth. They're most like us. Yeah, I know. Okay. So he appears in public, and there's crowds of people saying, "You get out of here, you Nazi! You fucking causing the destruction." Wait a second, everybody. Wait a second, you Jewish rats who are now complaining about your leaders, your genocidal lunatics. Even the most prominent Jewish academics and the most prominent Jewish journalists have made it very clear, no secret here, that the genocide in Gaza, the illegal war on these innocent Iranian people, and the murder of countless millions of people has the enthusiastic support of all the Jew rats in Israel, except for a very tiny, tiny percentage that on the surface says they don't agree with it, but they're not too vocal in their opposition. You see, this is how Jewish opposition works. It's not really that serious. I remember when I was opposed to the George Bush Jr. Murder spree, right? On behalf of the Jew, let's face it, that's what he was for. I was so vehemently against him, so vocal, so absolutely aggressively attack him that I got my doors kicked in by the Secret Service and the FBI in December 31st, 2002. Okay. So I put my money where my mouth is. Like I actually paid the price. I had to go on the run for about 6 months. And you don't know how terrifying it is when you're going on the run from the Secret Service, the FBI, and the Major Crimes Unit. But they also said that CIA was involved in that. Right? I was told this. Okay. So whatever opposition there is among these two rats, it is at best tepid. And very, 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 very light, and only on the surface only. They in Jew money, Jew power, Jew Israeli Jews. They all support this war enthusiastically. You know, they and when I'm traveling, you know, you see these Jew rats everywhere. These Israeli rats, and they sound like thugs, you know. They just sound like they sound like what they are. They're thugs. They're privileged, self-entitled, like thugs. That's all they are. Because we're paying for their bills, we're paying for their medicine, we're paying for their health care, we're paying for their education. So they have all this, and their military, and all their wars, and their food. We pay for everything. So they have enough now. They have all this extra money, so they're traveling the world, and you see them living it up and partying and not paying their bills, like what's happening in Thailand. That's why Thailand is thinking of banning Israeli Jew rats, because they will 20 of them will enter a restaurant, eat all the food, have drinks and everything, run up a huge bill, and then just run out of the place, what scum. These people have more money than God, and they're running out on the bill. What scum. These people are fucking scum. So no sympathy, no tears, no violins for these crocodiles, these Jew rats. You get what you always deserved, and you're getting what you deserve right now. Right? Godspeed, Iran. Good job. Thank you very much. Godspeed, Hezbollah. Godspeed, Hamas. My heart is with you. So maybe be clear. Harry Box is on the side of Iran, Hezbollah, Lebanon, Iraq. I hope they hit Israel hard and knock it out. It's nice to see hypersonic missiles. I love it.